You're holding Daf Hey Yomid Beis. Near the top, Mora says again, Iboilihu, you have a shaila like this. We ask the question, Ma'o livo betchila b'Shabbos? Are you allowed to have your first beer with your wife on Friday night on Shabbos? So Rashi speaks out, even though we learned already in the Braisa before that it was also, see that the question is, we did not know that Braisa. Ross will ask in the shaila, what's the halacha? La halacha, is it mutter or not? So Mora says, what's the shaila? Da mifkat pokid oy chiburei mechbar. In other words, the shaila is the first time you live with your wife, if she's a psulam, so usually you break the psulam then, and you cause blood to come out. So the shaila is that also midiraisa or not? One side is the blood over there by the psulim is called mifkat pokid. Mifkat pokid, Rashi explains, it's like blood just stored up there, like it's in a glass, like it's blood stored up. And when you cut there, the blood just comes out. You're just opening up the door and letting the blood come out. Then there would not be an issa chabura. Oy chaburi mechbar. The other shaila is no. The blood over there is not considered like just stored up blood, but it's considered regular blood that's dissolved in the body in the meat. And when you cut the meat, that causes the blood to be drawn out from the meat. That's the issa chabura. Now, b'chlal, the issa chabura on Shabbos, Tosis talks out, that's the Issa from Yitzias Neshama. Like when you kill somebody, that's the Aveira of Yitzias Neshama. So Tosis speaks out, every time you let blood come out of the body, since the klal is Hadam Hua Nefesh, so blood is considered the Nefesh, so when you let blood out, that's also called like Yitzias of the Nefesh. So that's the Issa of Chabura. So Shalom is usually Chabura, is you cut the skin and you make blood come out. That's called, you're causing the blood to draw out from the skin, from the meat. That's maybe over here also it's the same way. The other side is no, maybe this dam by the psulim is only called mifkat pocket. So Gemara says like this, v'yim tim tzalei madam mifkat pocket. So one side to say it's mutter to have the beer Friday night, because the blood is not considered like blood of a regular chabura, but the blood is mifkat pocket, just stored up there, and when you cut the skin there, just opening up to let the blood come out. So that's why it should be also to do on Shabbos. So Gemara says like this, V'yim tim tzalei madam mifkat pokid, ledam hu tzarech v'shori, is the purpose that you're making the bia is just to see the blood come out. In other words, you want to see that she's a psula, therefore it'd be mutter. Oidol na maybe lepesach hu tzarech. The reason why you're doing this is to make a pesach, to make a good opening there. In other words, like the next time you go in, you don't want to have to again break the psulim. You want the place, the mokum, to be a little open wider. So with the first beer you have, you're mechavin to make a Pesach. And Rashi says, Varehu kebinyin v'yosa. If you make a Pesach, an opening there, it's considered like a binyin, like you're building, even in the body, it's also considered binyin. So maybe that's the tzad issa here. Hezadim mula Pesach utzorech, v'yosa, and that would be yosa. As if you kavonim, but during the first beer, is to make the mokum wider, that's called making a Pesach, an opening, that would also be yosa midiraisa. Tzmur says, now, v'yim tim tzalei, if you want to tell me, ledam hu tzarech, no, his main purpose is just to see the blood, ledam hu tzarech, and upesach memela kasya, and the opening, the pesach you're making there, comes by itself. In other words, it's called einem mischavin. You did not have intentions for that. So the question is, halacha k'rabbi Shimon, d'yom adobash einem mischavin mutter, do we paskin like Reb Shimon's klal of dovah sheina meskavin is mutter? That means even though you're doing the actual avera, but since that's not your intentions, like over here, your intentions is not to make the pesach, but to make the blood come out. So therefore, it'd be mutter. Mur says, oi halacha k'rab Yehuda. Maybe we paskin like Reb Yehuda sheet all over. The Yomer Reb Yehuda says dovah sheina meskavin osar. That a thing, even though you don't have intentions for it, but since Lamaisa you're doing it, it's also. So Mel over here also, it should be also then to make the first beer on Friday night, because Lamaisa, when you go into your wife the first time, you're widening it there, you're making it a Pesach. Then Mora said, even more than that, V'yim tim tzalei malocha k'reb Yehuda, even if you want to say, the loch is like Reb Yehuda, that adob v'sheni maskavin is mutter, is also, but maybe mekalkul uweitz la Pesach. Maybe over here there's still another reason to say that it's mutter. In other words, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe there's a tzad, maybe there's a way out to say it's mutter. And that is to consider this Pesach, even though you're widening the mokum over there, the place over there, but still called the kilkul. Because you're ruining more than you're gaining. What are you ruining? So Rashi says the kilkel is that a lady is more choshev when she's a psula than when she's a bula. Before you had the bia, she was a psula. Now with this bia, it makes her into a bula. So maybe that's called a kilkel. The other tzaddik Gemara says is no, even though there's maybe tzad kilkel, but still the tikkun you're doing is bigger than this kilkel, so bichlal, this pesach you're making is called like a tikkun in the body, therefore according to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe you would be chayiv. So according to this first way to learn is again that the dam we're going now is mifkat pocket. The dam is only stored up there, so really there's no istachabura. So the only tzad to say it's also to have the first beer Friday night is because it's making a Pesach. Even though that's not your intentions, so the tzad to say it's also is that you hold like your Yehudi Shita, that a dove is shayne meskavin is also, and you also have to hold over here, it's not called a kilkul, but it's called a tikkun. What you're doing, the gain, is more than the loss. So that's the tzad to say it's also. Then the Gemara says, Ika the army, some say like this, this is the shayla you have to ask. Like this tzad is, even if you hold the first tzad, that the blood here is really called blood that's dissolved in the body. And therefore, when you cut the psulim, when you cut that skin, the blood that comes out really should be in yourself, chabura. You're like cutting the skin, that's what's causing the blood to draw out. So, Mela, one svari is ladam hu tzarech v'yosar. When you make your first bia, you want the dam, you want the blood to come out. You want that chabura. And therefore, you mischaven for it, and it should be yosar. And again, Taisa says, what do you mean you want the blood? Either Taisa says you want the blood to come out now, and nor that next time you don't want the blood to be there, and you don't want every time to get dirty from blood. Or else Taisa says you want the blood to come out, because Poshid, you want to see, you want to make sure your wife is the psula. She didn't live with a man before this. So therefore you want the dam to come out. See, if this dam is called Mechaburi Mechbar, then the Chur, we should say that Yechayiv. Mora says, no, still, Oidumah maybe, Lanois Atzmah Hutzarech, no, he doesn't think about the blood. That's not what he wants now. Lanois Atzmah is time, he's enjoying himself. He's doing a B'yas Mitzvah, and he doesn't have intentions about letting the blood come out. For sure, then it should be Mutter. Because even on its side, this Dam is called Dam Chabura, maybe it's called Einim Eskavit. Maybe his intentions is not to have the blood come out, but just to make the first B'yah, just to do the Mitzvah. Even if you want to tell me true, he's only doing it for his own enjoyment. Like to do the first B'yas Mitzvah, V'dam Me'lakasi, and the blood comes out by itself, so it's considered like an Einim Eskavin, you don't have intentions for it. But then again, the Shaila is Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda. Do we pass like Rabbi Yehuda Shita that even though Einim Eskavin, still it's Osir, and then it would be Osir to make the first B'yah Friday night? Or Halacha K'Rabbi Shimon? Or else maybe no, the loch is like a b'shimin shita. They say, any miskaven is muta. Now, v'yim tim tzleim aloch akreb Yehuda, even if you want to tell me the loch is like a Yehuda, so therefore you want to say it should be yosa. Because the mice the first time you go into your wife, you're making a chabura there, the blood is coming out. And even though you're not miskaven, that's not your kavona, still we say, chayev akrons Reb Yehuda, no, still maybe there's a tzad to say your potter. Why? Mekalkel b'chabura, oy misaken b'chaburhu. Is this called the kilkel? Again, you're ruining her? Because like Rashi says, the shein b'ula is worse than the b'sula. The other side is no, maybe it's called a tikkun. We don't consider that a kilkel, the fact she became a b'ula now. Fakat, the other svar is, maybe still be misaken her. Now she's a kli, she's roy to have children, she's roy for pruravu. So maybe it's not called a kilkel, but it's called a tikkun, and then you would be chayiv. And even if you want to tell me maybe really it's called a kilkel, it's called more of a loss than a gain, so you want to say it's mutter, no, still we can clear the shalom. By this malach of chabura, there's a machlekes that Reb Shimon says yichayiv even though it's a kilkel. Even though usually the other malachas of Shabbos, if it's a kilkel, if you're ruining something, we say yipoter, because it's not called Mleches Machshavis, but over here by Chabura there's a special Gzeres HaKosiv that's Mashma, you would be Chayiv even though it's called a Kilkel. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. And he learns it out from the Yisoid of Mila, that we know we have a special Pasuk to say, Ubayir Mashmini, that you're allowed to make Mila even on Shabbos. So even though you're doing a Chabura, still the Torah is Matiyu. So Shimon says, like, what kind of chabur is mila? You don't really want the blood to come out over there. It's called the kilkul negate to the blood. Still, you see, if not for the special heter, it would have been also to make a mila on Shabbos. So here Rabbi Shimon learns out that kilkul b'chabura is chayif. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda learns out, why says by mila, it's not considered a kilkul, because the mice you're doing a mitzvah, the tikkun of the goof, is called a tikkun. Therefore, he holds all over, even by the mulach of chabura, if it's a kilkul, you'd be potter. See, here now, even on the tzar, it's a kilkul, we have to know, is the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, that a kilkul by chabura would be mutter? Or else maybe, or halacha like Rabbi Shimon? Maybe here the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon shita, that we hold kilkul by chabura is chayiv, and therefore would be also to make the first bia on Friday night. So the kids, so that's our shayla. Is it mutter for the chosin? He got married, let's say he made the chuppah Wednesday night, the way he's supposed to, Wednesday afternoon, and for some reason they did not have the first bia, he didn't go into it yet, could he do the first bia Friday night? So this is the shayla. Tanna Gemara says like this, Itmar, or someone agurus it, that the Vei Rav Amri, in Rav's base of Medrash, they said like this, that Rav Shori, Rav was not the Rav holder's mutti, you're allowed to have the first bia with your wife on Friday night, with Shmuel Asa, and Shmuel said it's Asa. Benahadoi Yamri, in the city called Nadoi, that was Shmuel city. They said like this there, that Rav also Shmuel Shari, they changed it around to make it that their Rav, Shmuel, was Mater. And the Gemara said, the Omer Rav Nachma, Rav Yitzchok, Visimnecha, what's the simon between the Machloikas of Bei Rav and Nadoi, to change around the sheet, this is Elo Mekilin Liatzmon, V'Elo Mekilin Liatzmon. This is the simon, this is the way to remember. That in Rav's Beis HaMedrash, they said that Rav was Mekel, Rav was Mater, to have the first Bia Friday night. And Nadoi in the city of Shmuel, there they said no, that Shmuel was the one that said it's Mutter, and Rav is the one that said it's awesome. Akopar, now the Gemara asks, for Rav Shori, is it true that Rav said, according to the first Pshat in Bei Rav, that they held that Rav holds the Smutter, that you're allowed to have the first Bia Friday night? Is that true? I Vomer Rav Simi Bar Chizkiya, Mishmei de Rav. Simi Bar Chizkiya said over the name of Rav like this, Hai Misuchraya de Nezaisa. That's if you have this barrel of beer that used to have a sprout, a hole on the side, and that's where they would get the beer out of the barrel. And when you wanted to stop it, they used to take a shemata, a piece of cloth, and stuff up that hole. So he says it's also to stuff up the hole with this piece of cloth is also lahaduka b'yay mitova. It's also to stuff it up on Yom Tif. And Rashi says, why is it also? Because you're doing schita. Because when you stuff it up, you put the cloth inside the hole, you're making schita, like you're like wringing out the cloth from the beer inside it. Now, even though over here it's an enem eschavit, that's not your intentions. When you clog up this hole, your intentions is not to squeeze out the cloth to make the beer come out of it. That's not your intentions. Your intention is just to stuff up the hole. And still you see Rav said it's also. So the Chura, you see Rav Shitter is that a dove is enem eschavit, it's also. So if a dove is enem eschavit, it's also, so how could Rav say it's mutter to have the beer Friday night? The Chura, either it's an Isser of Tikkun, of Pesach, you're making a Pesach, and then even though you're not Mischavin for it, still you should be Chayiv. Or else the other side, if it's a Chabura, also even though you're not Mischavin, so you should be Chayiv. If Rav holds like a Yudhi Shita, that a Dov Hashem is Mischavin, it's also, so how could Rav say it's Mutta to have the first beer Friday night? That was the Kasha. So first the Gemara says that no, be he afilu Rav Shimon Moida. I'll tell you over here, by Musachraya Dinazaisam, by stuffing up his soul with a piece of cloth, even Rabbi Shimon, that all over holds Einim Eskavin its Mutter, here he would agree that it's Asa. Why? Because the Klal is the Abaye Verova, the Amri Tavayu. Both Abaye Verova both say that Moide Rabbi Shimon, agrees that the Psikresha Velayomus, in a case where something has to happen that you chayiv even though you don't have intentions for it. Now this lashon of psik reisha means like if you cut off the head, let's say of a chicken, for lo yomus, you're going to tell me it's not going to die. In other words, it has to die. So in the kitzah, when you do an action, that this thing has to come out of this action, and even though you don't have intentions for it, both Reb Shimon agrees that you chayiv. So here, you're taking this cloth, and you're going to stuff up this hole with the beer coming out. Now, by you stuffing it up, it has to be that the beer-like is going to go into the cloth, and then when you push it in tight, you're going to squeeze out the cloth. So it has to be a Maisa Schita over here. Since it has to be a Maisa Schita, that's why Rav said it was Sasa. So maybe it's not the pshat that Rav holds like a Yehuda. Rav himself holds like a Bishimin. Just in the case with the Psik Reisha, it could be, Reb Shimon also agrees that it's Sasa. So this the Gemara says, no, the question is still a good question. Because for Omar Rav Chia Barashi, Omar Rav, Halacha Rav Yehuda, they say over clearly in the name of Rav, that Rav Paschal like Rav Yehuda all over, that Adob Hashanim is Kavin is also. Vaita Rav Chonin Bar Ami Omar Shmuel, said over the name of Shmuel, that Halacha Rav Shimon, Shmuel holds like Halacha Rav Shimon, but Rav holds Halacha Rav Yehuda. Now, Rav Chia Baravin, Masnil Lo B'Lo Gavri, he learned this without these Amaroyim in between, without these other people. But he learned it straight, that Rav Omar Halacha Rav Yehuda, Rav holds the Halacha like a Yehuda all over, that Adov Hashanim is Kavin is also, even though you don't have intentions for it, but since you are doing the Yisra, it's also. So I'll be here also. The first time you live with your wife, you're making a Pesach, you're making a Tikkun Aguf, even though that's not your intentions. Your intentions are just to do the Bias Mitzvah, but the old Einim Eskavin is also, it should be also. Who Shmuel Omar Shmuel says, Halacha Krabi Shimon. Shmuel Paskins, like Rabbi Shimon. So I call upon him, this is the Kasha now. It's still a Steven Rav. How could Rav say it's Muta to have Bia Friday night with your wife the first time, and here Rav Paskin clearly like Rabbi Yehuda? And here we're not talking about a case with the Psik Reisha. We're not talking about the case of Mesach Reisha and Zaisa. Stam Halacha Krabi Yehuda all over. The Agav, the Shiloh, what clearly is the Issa before in the Gemara of Mesach Reisha and Zaisa when you're squeezing out this cloth that has the beer inside it? What should be the Issa? Now, one reason to say that Schitas Habdegodim means you wring out your clothing, it's Asur on Shabbos, is Mishum Libun. It's like you're washing, you're cleaning it. One of the Lamates Melachos is Libun, you're not allowed to wash clothing on Shabbos. So anytime you have some liquid inside a cloth and you wring it out, that's the Issa of Libun. Now, one sheet in Taisa says that only applies by water, because water cleans it. Mashenkin, when it's soaked from any other type of a liquid, like over here by beer or by wine, it would be mutter to wring it out, because wringing out beer does not clean the beged. The other sheet of Taisa says, no, still it's awesome to wring out the beged, because still it's a schita, still it's called a libun. So according to that pshat, I'll leave Shana al-Gamar here, it's also to like push in this cloth, because you're wringing out the cloth from the beer, that's the use of libun. The other sheet of Tosis is not as libun, but as mefarik. It's like that's the use to squeeze out, let's say, lemons, or to squeeze out oranges or grapes, because you're being mefarik, you're like bringing out the liquid from a salad. That's called the use of being mefarik. See, also, when squeezing out the beer from the cloth, you're being mefarik, you're separating this liquid from the cloth itself. So those are two tzedakim to say why it's also to make a schita. So I call upon him before we said it's also according to everybody to squeeze the cloth into the hole, because according to everybody it's a psik ratio, you'd be chayiv. But still the Gemara says now still Rav holds like a Yehuda all over, even where it's not a psik ratio, that a dover shenim skavin is also. So we have the stira. How could Rav Paskin, it's mutter to have the first beer to live with your wife the first time Friday night on Shabbos? Look, who it should be Yasser if any Miskavin is Yasser. So the Gemara answers like this. Le'yoylam, really, I tell you, Rav Krab Yehuda Sfirulei. It's not Akasha. Rav tackles like Krab Yehuda. That even though you're not Miskavin, you don't have intentions to do what you're doing, still Yechayiv. But the tariff, the reason why the first Bia is Mutter with your wife on Friday night is like this. La'ach lishnu d'yom adam mifkat pokin, according to the first Tzad, that the blood of the Besulim is cold, just stored up there. And when you cut the Besulim, when you cut the skin there, it's also called like opening up that pocket. And now the blood comes out. So there's no Issa Chabura. So according to that side, the whole Issa was only Mishum Pesach. You're making like an opening over there. You're being a tikkun of the goof. So then it's sad to say it's Chayiv, but I'll tell you, you know why Rav said it's Muta? Not because you're not Mechavin for it, but rather, Mekalkulu Eitzel HaPesach. I tell you, Rav holds is called a Kilkul. Rav holds, you're losing more than you gain. What are you losing? Rashi learned the pshat before is that now that the Isha has a shame of a Bula runner, she's worse off. That's called a Kilkul. So that's the reason why Rav says the first B is Mutter Friday night. Because it's a Kilkul. Not because Einem Eschavin. Einem Eschavin by itself would be Chayiv. But over here, the same name as Chavin is a kilkol, that's why you potter. And then the Gemara says, even according to the other tzad, and lahach lishne the yomar dam chibure mechbar, according to the other tzad, that the iser of being boil your wife should be mishumimekin a chabura, when you break the psulim, it's called you're drawing the blood out of the body, it's a regular chabura, and maybe it should be yosra. I tell you, mekalka bechaburu, I tell you, Rav holds, like Reb Yehuda Shita, that a kilkul bechabura is also potter, even though it's a kilkul, even though it's bechabura, but he holds like Reb Yehuda Shita, that kilkul bechabura is potter, is mutter. So that's why here, Rav Paskin, it's mutter to have the first beer with your wife Friday night, not because of Einim Schavin, but because the Yod is called the case of a kilkul, and the Yod's kilkul is mutter. Therefore, there's no theory in Rav. Mar says, now, Moshe Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda asked the kasha like this. In other words, he asked the kasha, according to the man, the Yoma, that says, you're not allowed to have bia the Friday night, the first time with your wife. According to the first Beirad, according to Oshiti, it was Shmuel that said it was also. According to Nadoi, it was Rav that said it was also. But according to those that say it's also, we have a kasha like this. There's a loch and Gemara neither like this. Tinoikos shlahigiyas manaliris. If you have a young girl, she's only 10 years old, she didn't come to the age yet of seeing dam nidus. She didn't have dam nidus yet. And she given this say she got married, she had chuppah. So the chosan now lives with her the first night. So lochur is beishama yermrim. Noisnin lo ar belelis. When, let's say they have the chuppah Wednesday night, they live with the first time together Wednesday night. So the first four nights, even though every time he lives with her, still there's blood coming out, we say still she's mutter to him. We say it's not dam nidus, but it's dam besulim, it's still the dam of that makah, of that sore, of cutting the skin, therefore the blood is called dam besulim, and she's mutter, you don't have tashmas with her. Beisilu says, achetichi hamakah, even longer than that, not only four nights, but until the sore did not heal up. So Rashi says that means, that if every time you have tashmish with her, she bleeds, we say it's still that first sore. But once you have lived with her one time and there's no blood, so then we say the sore healed up. And then the second time after that, if you live with her, and then blood comes out, then we say that's dam nidus, and then she's also to you. So this is the halacha if the girl is not of age of seeing dam nidus yet. What about the giyas manaliros? Let's say she became already 12 years old, 11, a time to start to see dam nidus, but we're talking about she still did not see yet. But for nisais, and she had chuppah, so beishama yermrim noisnin lo laila rishon. The first night, as many times as the husband wants to live with her, it's mutter, even though she sees blood every time, we say it's only dam besulim, and not dam nidus, therefore it's mutter. Who beisilu says, ad moitsoi shabbis arbalelis. Again, this is only with a girl that even though she came of the age to see dam nidus, but she didn't see yet, she never saw yet dam nidus. So here Basil says, even though they had the chuppah and they lived together the first time Wednesday night, for the first four nights, up until Mitzvah Shabbos, he's allowed to live with her. Even though she sees dam every time, we still have the right to say that dam is dam besulim and not dam nidus. So now the Gemara says like this, what's the kasha? My love, aren't we talking about the Eloi Boal, Motzi Boal, that the Chiddush here is, even though we did not live with her Wednesday night or Thursday night, any one of these four nights he's allowed to live with her. Afilu b'Shabbos, Mashm, even on Shabbos also, he's allowed to have the first beer, live with his wife the first time on Friday night. So you see clearly here, it's mutter to live together the first time on Shabbos. So Rashi says like this, my love, that Hanech HaBoal Leilos, these four nights, Ad Moitzoi Shabbos, up until Moitzoi Shabbos, Tony, Lochi Ton Lu. Why does it say these four nights? What's the Chiddush? Di Loi Boal, Di Lo Gemuron. If he did not live with her yet, the complete bee, he never went into her completely. Motzele Mivel, he's allowed to go into her any one of these nights the first time. And V'chol Dam Shumoitzi Tomid, the Harosov, even though up until now he only went in a little bit, he only made Haror. Any blood that he saw until now, we say Happy Dam Besulim. But I call upon him, Vishaminim, and from here we hear Nami, the Mutta Livel Bechabur Beshabbos. Like the first time you're making a complete Bia, you're going in all together, that's what's going to make the Chabura. Is Mutta to do this on Shabbos? So, Chur, you see clearly, you're allowed to live with your wife the first time on Shabbos. So it's a kasha, according to the man Yom, it's said before, it's also. So Gemara answers, Omar Rava. Rava says, Loi Labar Mishabbos. It doesn't mean any one of these four nights. It's excluding Friday night. Labar Mishabbos. Friday night, Shabbos Takim, it's also. But maybe you're making a Chabura, Rosh, you're making a Pesach. Maybe the Friday night, it's also. Omalai Abaya. Abaya said back, that can't be. For Ad Moitsoi Shabbos, Arbo Leilos Katoni. It says clearly that she's mutter up until Moitzoy Shabbos, four nights. Like, if you're telling me now it's excluding one night, what do you mean four nights? It's not four nights. It's only Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Moitzoy Shabbos. You only have three nights. And it says clearly four nights. It says, Mashmi, clearly, any one of these nights is mutter. So you see, clearly, on Friday night on Shabbos, it's mutter to be boiling your wife the first time, or be a gemura. Gemara says no. Elo Omar Rava says like this. The pshat over there is like this. Kisha Boal. We're talking about you already lived with your wife already either Wednesday night or Thursday night with a complete bia. So since you already lived with her before Shabbos, that's why it's mutter to do it on Shabbos. Freddy Gemara I Kisha Boal. If we're talking about that you live with her already before Shabbos, so my kamash malon, what's the chiddush that's mutter to do on Friday night on Shabbos? And the kasher is, it says a double lashon here. It says a lashon, she's mutter ad moitzoy Shabbos arba leilis. If it says ad moitzoy Shabbos, so from that alone we know it means four nights. Why does it have to say arba leilis? It says Mashmur coming to teach us that every one of these nights is mutter. That there's a chiddush here. What's the chiddush? It just should have said ad moitzoy Shabbos. What's the chiddush of the four nights? So the chiddush is that even on Friday night, even on Shabbos, also it's mutter. So Bishleim, if they didn't live together before, and the first time is Friday night, that's a Chiddush. But if you tell me now, we're talking about that he already lived with her on Wednesday night, or already on Thursday night. So what's the Chiddush that's mutter to do on Shabbos in these cases? Again, these are cases where the girls are young, where they don't see nidus yet. L'maisa l'aloch we yold, when you marry your wife now, if she's old already and she does see dam nidus already, we say after the first bia, even though there's no dam, we're choshed, there's some dam, and even though it's dam besulim, but the rabbanim, we give it a din like it's dam nidus. And therefore, she's also to you like a regular nida. But over here, we're talking about now, but she did not see dam yet, she didn't see nidus yet, so we're saying now, chiddush, you have a right to live with her these four nights. So what's the chiddush of four nights? That even on Shabbos? So for the Gemara, if you already live with her before Shabbos, my kamash malon, what's the chiddush? Pshitit smutu on Shabbos. Gemara says, "Kamash Mulan de Shorul leMivu b'Shabbos." No, still it's a chiddush that you're allowed to live with your wife even a second or third time on Shabbos. What's the chiddush? Kiddush Shmuel like Shmuel's halacha. The Yom Hashmuel Shmuel says like this: "Pirtza de Chuka Mutel Likonis Bo b'Shabbos." You know, Pirtza de Chuka. That's like a small hole you're allowed to push through your way into it on Shabbos. For Yafal Pisha Meshayit Tzroris, it's a lashon like. Let's say you have a hole in the wall, and you're pushing yourself through this small hole, even though you're pulling off the pebbles, you're Mashayit Tzruris, you're pulling off some pieces of the side, still it's mutter. So it means here also, even though when you go into your wife the second or third time, it's still a little bit hard. The makam is still a little bit sore, still a little bit tight there. And every time you go in, you are pushing off a little bit from the besulim still. So I would have thought maybe this is also to do on Shabbos. Kamashmul, no, it's mutter. So Rashi learns, the Bahai Nami, Dilma Mechvo Purta. Maybe when you go in a second or third time, and now it's Shabbos, you have to be afraid, maybe you're making a little chabura there. Maybe you are pulling off a little bit more skin there. Therefore, maybe I would have thought it's also, that there it is, Umi Sveikale Yasrinale, Rashi learns. Menasofik, we don't say it's also. Menasofik, we say it's mutter. It's not a vada you break in the psulim altogether like it was broken already. Just we're afraid maybe a little bit is left over. Since it's not a vada, it's only a mischab and it's only a suffix. Therefore we say it's mutter. So that's the chiddush over here. That even the second or third bia to do on Friday night is also a chiddush to say that it's mutter. But again, it could be that the first bia that's really making a chabura, maybe that's also to do on Friday night. And that we say here it's mutter, it could be only the second or third bia. So we have no raya to say it's mutter to make a bia on Friday night the first time. Yes, Gemara says vital like this. Moser Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked the kasha like this. It says, Aloch and Mishnah, we had in Brochis, that Chosin Potom Mekriyashma Laila Harishin. The chosen, when he has his chuppah on Wednesday, and the first bee is Wednesday night, he's potter from saying Krishna. Ad moitzoi Shabbos imo yosa maisa. If he did not have beer with his wife on Wednesday night, but rather maybe on Thursday night or on Friday night, or moitzoi Shabbos, any one of these nights, so that's the first time he has beer, the halacha is he's potter from saying Krishna. And the reason is why? Because Isaac be mitzvah is potter min a mitzvah. Like he's thinking about doing the mitzvah of beer rishayna. Therefore, since he's Isaac be mitzvah, he's potter from saying Krishna. All right, turn over.